Well, I still deeply regret what happened on the 23rd of June. To say with John Major, Brexit is an historic mistake with consequences which we still don't really know what this will all mean for the United Kingdom. But anyhow, we have to respect the decision of the British people. And since the 23rd of June, we've lost important time. The clock is ticking for London, and that's why it was good that the negotiations have now finally started this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that the talks are now underway. How are you feeling about the uncertainty that still hangs over many EU nationals that live in Scotland, but also any Scottish expats that are living elsewhere in the EU?
People and businesses need clarity as soon as possible. That's why the European Parliament has been very vocal on this question. The 3.2 million EU citizens living in the UK and the more than 1 million British citizens living in the EU 27 need clarity about their future status sooner than later, and that's why I do hope that we can find a binding agreement within the next few weeks.
There seems to be much certainty now that this will go ahead. Is there any feeling in Europe that hopes perhaps Britain, or indeed parts of Britain like Scotland, might reconsider this decision?
Hope dies last, but we have to face reality. If you look at the composition of the House of Commons, both the Conservatives and the Labour Party are both in favour of a policy that means Brexit means Brexit. It's more about the details. I still hope that the UK will remain a member of the European Union, but I don't think this is very likely. It's a pity.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, both of the main parties that are looking at the sort of Brexit means Brexit scenario, how is Europe, and what is Europe made of, I guess, the sort of lack of clarity of what it is that the UK wants?
The European Union is well prepared for these negotiations and we're ready to start, but of course it's up to the British to make up their mind. The ball is definitely in the British court, and we first of all need a decision, a binding decision in London. Does the UK only want to leave the European Union, or do they really want to leave the single market and the customs union? This is a decision which only the British government and the British Parliament can take. The outcome of the elections weren't exactly what the Conservatives were hoping for, but for us, a government means a government. But what we need in London is a government which is stable and which can actually take important decisions. And a lot of important decisions will have to be taken in the next 15 months.
How does Europe look at Britain now, especially the British people, both home and abroad? What does Europe make of the United Kingdom? We were always quite a reluctant partner in the European Union, but has there been a shift in this last year?
The UK has never been an easy partner in the European Union for the last 40 years, but I think the general feeling in Brussels, but also in my home country, Germany, is we're so sad to see the British go because despite some problems we had, the UK is such an important partner for us. And I think what is important now, whatever happens after the 29th of March 2019, one thing is sure, the UK will remain an important neighbour, a NATO ally and an important trading partner. So I think it's very important now that we get this deal done and that we get this deal done in an orderly way, and let's get a best possible solution for both sides. But we didn't ask for this divorce, it was the British.
And I mean, you yourself, with your Scottish heritage, very well know the differences between Scotland and the rest of the UK. Has there been a greater understanding in Europe of how different Scotland is in the last year, or has there not really been a change in how Scotland was perceived in Europe?
Scotland has always been perceived as very pro-European, and the referendum result in Scotland showed with 62% such an overwhelming majority to remain. 62%, that's more than you would probably get in some of the member states of the European Union. So we understand the feelings in Scotland, and we understand how emotionally people reacted after this referendum. But how Scotland can be involved in the negotiations on the British side, that is an internal matter which will have to be solved between London and Edinburgh. The European Union is negotiating with the British government, and we tend to keep out of internal British business.
Yeah, just lastly, is that why then there's perhaps been a sort of reticence from the European Union to get involved in the sort of Scottish case? Because they've never before really been seen to sort of, I guess the word would be meddle, but in what would be regarded as internal, domestic, even regional politics.
Well, the European Union and the Member States remained completely neutral in 2014 during the first Scottish referendum. And the question if there will be a second referendum in Scotland, yes or no, and if yes, when this will take place. This is, for us, a internal British-Scottish domestic question. And I think that all officials in the European Union are well advised to keep away from this question. This is something which will be sorted out in your country.